And pre-registration is required this year, so make sure that you sign up early. The first 75 racers will get t-shirts, and it starts promptly at 8, so don't be late.
You have a chance on Saturday to stop by the Coast Guard dock and see the Cutters Anacapa and Elderberry. They'll be having an open house. It's a nice time to stop by, see the ship.
Make sure to thank the servicemen and women for their hard work, as Saturday is Armed Forces Day as well.
And the Pickled Herring Band's going to still be out. They'll be out on Main Street. Oh, there's the Dolly Derby. Are your kids going to take part, Holly?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Is your youngest old enough to fish for dollies?
Not exactly, but she has a little teeny pole with a hoochie on the end.
Oh,
and
perfect.
It works for her.
And you just don't have the hook on there.
No hooks.
Yes.
And this year, Trooper Lister will be there as well doing life jacket checks to make sure life jackets are fitting properly and kids are safe on the dock.
Cafe Hus at the Sons of Norway Hall at 10 a.m. A lot of people love that. There's always a line out the door for that. Maybe one of you guys can describe what's there for folks who haven't been there.
Yes, come early. It is full of Norwegian pastries and cookies and coffee and sandwiches. The Sons of Norway would also like to note that there will be gluten-free options as well this year.
Is that a new thing?
It is new.
How do you do gluten-free for the – that's tough.
They have some special bakers lined up. They wanted to be able to offer options to people that are not consuming gluten or have intolerance to gluten. And so they're excited to be able to give that option to people this year.
Klaus Museum's open. And then downtown Husfleet. And as we've mentioned in earlier interviews, the streets are all open. They're going to be open for a little Norway festival. They won't be working.
Nope, they will not be working. The streets will be wide open and very clean. Thank you, Seacon, for cleaning up for us for the festival.
Several choices for libations and food during the day. Of course, there's all the food booths and the Husfleet beer bits. The women of the Moose do their beer bits at 11 a.m. Then there's beer gardens, again, from noon till 6 for both of them.
And on Saturday, the Keto's Cave Beer Garden will have their Thai food again, and they'll also have Jackie Schaefer and the Standard Deviations performing from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., so be sure and stop by to catch the live music.
And Harbor Bar will have their beer garden as well, next to Coastal Cold Storage in the parking lot there. Pickled Herring Band plays before the pageant on Saturday in the high school gym and plays during the pageant.
The annual festival pageant will be at 3 p.m., and it's a wonderful time to see all of the Lycoming dancers. There's dancers from first grade all the way up to eighth grade. Heidi Lee, Michelle Funt, and Jessica Iramia donate their time, and they teach a wide variety of dances, much more than they actually perform at the pageant. And the dancers are just so fun to watch.
So then there's the shrimp feed of the PFI Cookhouse.
Buy your tickets early. That will have a long line, and that is a sellout. So if you see some basketball players wandering around, get some tickets from them.
7 p.m., the melodrama again.
Way Out West in a Dress, or Life's a Hurdle When You're Wearing a Girdle. It's your final chance to see the melodrama, so make time if you haven't seen it already.
Also to note on that night that there is 86 seats blocked out for a cruise ship that is going. So don't wait till the last minute if you really want to see it.
Oh, okay. On Sunday, May 19th, the last day of the festival, it's kind of the wind-down day.
It is. The annual pancake breakfast at St. Catharines.
Clausen Museum is open. You can still check out the festival art share.
Also Sunday, after the 10 o'clock church service, the Lutheran Church is bringing back their Little Norway potluck luncheon.
So bring your own dish to join everybody else and share?
To share in the Holy Cross House. It used to be a staple to the festival, and it went away for a little while, but they're bringing it back as part of the 100-year celebration, year-long 100-year celebration.
Of the church's founding here in Petersburg. And then finally, sort of the big ending event is always the Rotary Club Seafood Bake.
Be sure and stop by the Rotary Club Seafood Bake and Barbecue. They're going to have salmon, black cod, all the works, the sides. You can visit with people, hear the Pickled Herring Band before they leave town, and then it will also be the final drawing to see who won the Alaska Airlines tickets or the cash.